Hey, Kids Creek family, this is Terry, and welcome to our family Christmas devotion. A few minutes to fill your home or car with hope and remind you that God is with us. We're stepping into a brand new year, but the good news of Christmas hasn't gone anywhere. Let's talk about how we can share that hope with gentle hearts. Today, I'm going to be reading 1 Peter 3:15 from the International Children's Bible Version. Respect Christ as the Holy Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to answer everyone who asks you to explain about the hope you have. Have you ever walked into a room with a big smile and someone asked, "Why are you so happy today?" People notice when you're happy, don't they? It almost glows off you like a light. And when they see that joy, they get curious. They want to know what's making you so hopeful. That's exactly what this verse is talking about. As followers of Jesus, we carry a special hope in our hearts, a hope that doesn't depend on everything going perfectly. It's the kind of hope that sticks around on rainy days and hard days too. People notice that, and they'll ask questions like, "Why are you so kind?" Or, "How can you be so calm right now?" When they ask, God wants us to be ready to share why. We can say, "Because I know Jesus loves me and he's with me every day." But Peter adds something really important here. Be gentle and respectful. That means we don't need to argue or talk loudly to be heard. We just speak with kindness and love. Gentle words open ears and hearts. Our answers don't just share information, they shine hope. When we speak with gentleness, we're showing people what Jesus is like: peaceful, kind, and always with us. Let's pray together. Jesus, put gentle, brave words in our mouths. Help us answer with kindness and truth. Thank you for being with us. Amen. So before we finish up today, let's talk about what we heard. You can chat right now or later around the dinner table, in the car, or at bedtime. So think about this. What kind words can you say today? And I want to ask you to practice a 1-minute story of why you trust Jesus kindly, so that when someone asks you why you believe what you believe, you can answer. And here's your big reminder: God is with us always. Tomorrow is day 26, and we will be hearing about some beautiful news.